From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the withdrawal of most Russian forces from Syria. The Russian leader said the task before the armed forces has been largely completed and ordered them to begin a withdrawal of the main part of the force. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. The White House said President Obama spoke about the matter with his Russian counterpart by phone. Josh Earnest is a White House presidential spokesman.
We have talked about how Russia's continued military intervention to prop up the Assad regime made the efforts to reach a political transition or to make a political transition even more difficult, that as long as Russia was aggressively weighing in militarily, they were removing at least part of the incentive for the regime to even engage in those kinds of conversations.
Meanwhile, Syrian proximity peace talks began Monday in Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura warning if the talks fail, a return to fighting is inevitable. Soldiers patrol the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 4 French citizens and a German woman. All 3 gunmen were killed. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for the attack, which targeted hotels. It follows similar attacks on hotels in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso last year.
Mes chers compatriotes, en mémoire de toutes les
Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara declared 3 days of mourning. He addressed the nation on Monday evening. This is VOA News. Turkey pointed Monday to 2 Kurdish rebels, a man and a woman, as likely responsible for Sunday's deadly suicide car bombing in Ankara that killed 35 and wounded 125.
Bir tanesinin kesin terörist olduğu belli ve kimliği üzerinde.
Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu saying there are very serious, almost certain findings that point to the separatist terrorist organization, a reference to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party known as PKK. He said officials have detained 11 suspects accused of directly linking to the bombing. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said Monday Tehran's missile launches last week were dangerous, destabilizing and provocative, and undermined the prospect for peace in the region.
These were designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. This merits a council response. Russia seems to be lawyering its way to look for reasons not to act, rather than stepping up and being prepared to shoulder our collective responsibility.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin categorically ruled out new sanctions, saying there was no legal violation of the Security Council resolution. Myanmar Parliament is voting on a new president Tuesday. The country's parliament holding the historic vote to pick the leader from a group of 3 candidates coming as the formerly army-ruled nation transitions toward its first civilian government in decades. Egypt has devalued its currency, the pound, to 8.85 to the dollar in an effort to ease a foreign exchange shortage that is hurting business activity. The central bank says it hopes to follow a more flexible approach to the exchange rate and rebuild foreign exchange reserves to $25 billion from the current $16.5 billion. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he's angry at huge demonstrations against him in Morocco over the disputed Western Sahara. Mr. Ban conveying his astonishment at what he called disrespectful protests against him in the UN over efforts to restart political talks on the former Spanish territory annexed by Rabat in 1975. The European Union has suspended direct financial support to Burundi for ignoring human rights and failing to stop deadly political violence sparked by last year's decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term in office. Hundreds died, tens of thousands fled the violence. The EU funds about half of the country's annual budget. The Union's assistance from 2014 to 2020 is pegged at about $480 million. Malawi Monday destroyed more than 2.5 tons of ivory smuggled in from Tanzania, a move aimed at combating poaching. Tanzania obtained a 3-month judicial delay in carrying out the burning, arguing the ivory worth some $3 million should be used as evidence, but it did not seek a further delay. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.